The Ukrainian military ramped up air and artillery strikes against pro-Russian separatists today. The offensive in Ukraine's eastern provinces resumed after President Petro Poroshenko declared he would not renew a 10-day ceasefire. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow would protect the interests of ethnic Russians in other countries, but he didn't offer specific support to the rebels in Ukraine. Here's NPR's Corey Flintoff.
Poroshenko announced late last night that Ukraine's armed forces are no longer bound by the terms of the ceasefire.
Ми будемо наступати і будемо звільняти нашу землю.
We will attack and liberate our land. Termination of the ceasefire is our response to terrorists, insurgents, marauders, everyone who tortures civilians and paralyzes the economy of the region.
Poroshenko called on the residents of Donetsk and Luhansk to practice civil disobedience against the separatists who've declared independence in their regions. Ukraine says Russia instigated the separatist movements and continues to support them by allowing weapons, fighters, and supplies to cross the border from Russia. In Moscow, President Putin gave a speech today in which he cast himself in the role of a peacemaker.
Unfortunately, President Poroshenko took the decision to restart military operations, and we, I mean myself and my European colleagues, could not convince him that the road to stable, strong, and long-lasting peace does not lie through war.
Poroshenko's decision did come after hours of telephone discussions with the leaders of Germany, France, and Russia, but he was also feeling domestic pressure. On Sunday, tens of thousands of demonstrators massed in central Kyiv to demand action. Speakers called on Poroshenko to end the ceasefire and declare a state of emergency in the east. Ukrainian army commanders were also reported to be demanding a free hand to fight. Ukraine's defense ministry said that 27 Ukrainian soldiers were killed by rebels who violated the ceasefire. Analysts say that the mood in west and central Ukraine has become more militant. This is Volodymyr Panioto, a sociologist and professor at Kyiv Mohyla University, who's been sampling public opinion throughout Ukraine.
The majority of person became much more patriotic, and the desire to join Russia decreased to a great extent.
Panioto says that even in eastern Ukraine, where the separatists have declared independent republics, support for the rebellion and for joining Russia is not strong. In Kyiv, more people say that they feel their country is at war and citizens need to support the war effort. Businessman Oleksandr Kulmenko stopped by a makeshift memorial to those killed during the protests in Kyiv's central square, the Maidan.
This is very sad, and I don't understand why our government doesn't react. This Russian aggression could be stopped fast.
When asked if he thought Ukraine needed to fight to keep the eastern provinces, he said definitely. It has to be done, and it should have been done a long time ago. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.